Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We're gonna get on down now.
We're talking all things Atlanta sports and beyond. This is The Morning Shift.
Make some noise!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Wake up!
Back here on the Squid Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
I am Bo Morgan, a.k.a. Squid Billy, and I'm joined by two other
people. Listen, you keep calling it Squid Shift, you will be doing this by yourself.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, more words from me.
You just throw your own little soft toss pitches to yourself and knock them out of the park all you want to.
I'm the only one in the studio when we come back, so I'm going to talk about myself.
That's just not true. It's just not.
I'm joined by... what were you like? Did you do something in life before here?
No, probably not. No, I'm just a guru.
An All-American.
I'm just a guru.
National champion. Captain.
Shut up.
Offensive lineman for the Atlanta Falcons. And
shut up.
Those Alabama elephants.
Did you like my grades for the Commanders? Did you have the Eagles higher than that?
Hey, man, you're just like everybody else. You think you can grade a draft after a day it's completed. So,
well, they're... You can grade a draft a day after it's completed. It doesn't mean that's how it's going to be in the end, but you can do that. You know, it's okay to project.
What I love is, and I'm going to give Turtle some crap because I heard him on yesterday with Dukes and Bell, and we talked to him, but you're grading a draft based on how much you know about the player. Or, wait for it, what someone else knows about the player.
I understand what you're saying, but here's how I'm going to knock that back at you. Wouldn't you know more about better players? Don't you think you'd focus more on better players? I'm not going to learn about crappy players.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
How much do you think most people knew about Braylon Trice before he came here, before he was drafted?
We asked Mr. Heward about him last week.
I mean, so. But my point is that. During draft season, you only know about the guys who basically test well. Those are the guys you know the most about.
Yeah, that's true. If
Dallas Turner had the measurables that Braylon Trice did, as many people would know. You would know the same about both. I mean,
I guess my point is that it's not like I'm going to go break down film on. You know,
how many defensive tackles do you think people knew about before Thursday? It was Byron Murphy and Devondre Sweat, really, that stood
that's
out.
That's not true.
Well, you for the most part.
Zion Lugs is in our backyard.
Well, I don't think any people know about Zion Lugs.
Or Johnny Newton. Everybody knew who that was.
Well, no. I know I don't. I don't believe that. I absolutely do not. I don't believe that
at all.
You know what? Let's start the wake-up call the right way.
Well, let me say this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. I'll give myself the wake-up call because I was doing my hair. And I was like, you know what? I probably should go back in the studio now. So that's
well,
for me.
Yeah, you should have been back, about 4 minutes ago. But anyway, say, Chief, you're on the wake-up call on the squid
I don't
shift.
Like what you did there.
Good morning, Chief.
What's going
Tribal
on, Chief?
See, first of all, Tribal Chief, I know that you're the head of the snake for that show because, even when you were born and you came out and the doctor tried to pull you out, the Tribal Chief just held his hand out and said, hey, no problem, Doc, I can do it myself.
That's right.
He just walked out by himself.
Yeah,
because you can do that because you're the Tribal Chief. Anyway, my wake-up call, Tribal Chief, you must have read my mind because Turtle, yesterday afternoon, oh, my God. If you guys got any crackers and cheese, please give him for all that whining he was doing yesterday.
Hey, he had a charcuterie plate, huh?
Oh.
Yes, my God. You know what? And don't get me wrong, Turtle, we all was taken back about the pick. But this guy goes on and on and on. And Carl's trying to calm him down. He's just going on. Oh, come on. Give me a break. It's time to wake up, Turtle. It's time to wake up.
You get him, Chief. My favorite part, and it's not just Turtle. This is a lot of people, is that people didn't start clamoring for or being upset about a defensive back. I felt like until middle of Saturday, and they're like, "Oh, we're not going to take any defensive back." And at that point, it's kind of like I heard people making an argument for not taking player or why are you taking a player here? They're not going to do anything. And then saying, well, because you should have took a cornerback. And I'm like, well, you don't think that player will do anything because of where they were taken, but you think a defensive back would have done that.
Because the draft slot, right?
Yeah.
You know what you're saying?
Yeah. And it just doesn't.
I don't think I got to the middle of Saturday when I was clamoring for a DP. I think that was somewhere near the middle of Thursday.
That's why the whole best defensive player. Look, I get it. And I think the good thing is we all have our own reaction to what happened on Thursday through Saturday. I just am going to be completely honest.
Please do.
They could have drafted, how would they get, 7 players? They could have drafted 7 people in the defensive line, and I'd have been happy.
Yeah.
Because when you, defensive line, the more, the better. Because I even heard the point last night, well, you got to have a base, you got to have a foundation, you can't – And Chris's point was you can't have that without a starting secondary. And I go, really? Because you can. It's called a starting front 7.
So,
the front 7 is where you build defense.
You know what I noticed when Bo took the reins and went to the call list?
I'm a little bit upset about this.
He skipped over. And I sometimes skip around on the list. Lots of times we go in order. And Bo went out of order. He skipped over Mike's agent number 66.
Yeah, because we had to start with genius, not with nonsense.
Good morning.
Agent 66, welcome
Sorry
to the show.
Sorry you got passed up by
Bo. Good morning.
What's
hey,
up,
representing Mike's Mafia.
Mike Mafia.
You guys were shut out yesterday, at least there's one now.
Well, I got a wake-up call about the draft pick on Penix, but I also got, before I'm done, I hope y'all let me do a fair or foul real quick. But, when Mike was talking about what if they picked Penix, and I said that'd be crazy like a box, both told me I was smoking mothballs. And I was shocked when they actually did it. I about fell over, to be honest. But, it really feels like the responsible, boring adult delay of gratification that will really pay off later. I think when the number 2 guy on your board falls to you, even if that's not really what you're looking for, you got to stack that talent and then fill the gaps and do the best you can with whatever situation that creates. I believe in it, and I think Fontenot's track record speaks for itself. The Saints beat Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl, man. Let this guy build the team. I believe in him.
All right.
And fair foul, y'all. Next time Bo calls a Mike's Mafia agent by the wrong number, I think, should Tiffany reach over and bop him on the noggin with a rolled-up newspaper?
That's 100% fair. That's
not
100%
likely,
fair.
Not likely, Agent.
That's 100% fair.
Agent 12, not
That's
likely.
100%
Agent
fair.
12
That's 100% fair.
Okay.
Hey, I give respect when respect is given.
Back to the lines, we have a Mike in Peachtree City. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
What's up?
Mine will be real quick. I got 2 quick ones.
All right.
The first one, of course, is about Michael Penix. And, we're talking about one player that we didn't draft, which, we needed a corner, we needed an edge or whatever. But this is just one guy we don't have. But let's focus on what we do have, a quarterback hopefully for after Cousins finishes. So that one player is going to be more valuable than whoever else we could have drafted at eight, and who knows if they would have even worked out. And quarterbacks usually don't work out unless they're high picks. So stop crying about Michael Penix, okay? Secondly, and this was one of the first wake-up calls that you guys ever had when you guys first started, and this is kind of off base, but it's, you know, in the Hawks game in Bally Sports, like when they're talking and you see in the background people holding up their kids and stuff?
Yeah.
They need to have some kind of vetting system, because like when playing the Celtics, you see people, Celtics fans, holding up one. They need to have a rope or something back there. And not let any opposing fans back there, only Hawks fans. I don't want to see any Golden State Warrior Steph jerseys, and like, I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
Look, the ropes can only do so much. I think I told the story about how
I was gonna say, it's up to Hawks fans to make that
happen.
Someone
bypassed a rope, and I ended up on Deadspin. I think I talked about that on here before. I'll make it really fast. I was in Carolina. They sent me there for Super Bowl coverage. Whatever. I got cheated, even though I covered the whole season. That's another story. I'm standing there doing a live shot in a bar. A man runs out in front of me. And like I told you guys, I was a little bit chunkier then. I was wearing a striped sweater. It was not the best choice. And the man runs out. I'm still focused on the camera. And I see him like pop off his jacket and he runs away and security tries to get him. We had ropes up. It didn't matter. And then next thing you know, I'm getting texts from friends. I'm on Deadspin. Did the horrible screen grab. And the back of the guy's shirt said, "Dab on them, you know what." Cam Newton thing?
Yeah.
But there I am in the striped sweater. Poor choice.
Well.
But that was the point. The ropes didn't do anything.
Shows you how important your choices are clothing-wise. One quick thing on the Penix pick. Can we do this? If we're going to say that the pick, whoever the other, if it was anybody else, could be a bust at eight, then you better talk about the fact that Penix could be a bust at eight as well. I love the player. I think he is actually 100%. Not 100%, but I think
he's worthy of a top 10 pick.
I think he is, and I think he's better chances he's not a bust. But stop acting like every quarterback taken in the first round is a sure thing, because 2021 will tell you that's not the case. So let's not act like just because we got a quarterback at eight, it's a sure thing, when a defensive end or an edge rusher wouldn't have been. Let's just hold up on that.
All right, back to the Lions. We got Will and Mike's Mafia's headquarters.
El Presidente, welcome to the show, sir. Wait, wait, wait.
Mike Mafia. What's up, guys?
Welcome back,
sir. I had to interrupt this Squid Billy this monologue he's trying to carry on over here. Can't have that, but Squid, how are you doing, sir?
See that? We're friendly.
I'm good. I'm good. Well, Will is the one Mafia member I'll interact with. How are you? Well, I like Skip,
I
too,
that.
But Will's top of the list.
So I've been listening, and I've been wanting to call in since Thursday, but I've just been listening to everyone, and I just think everyone's overreacting. Like, they know what's best for the Falcons, right? We all have opinions, and we're all allowed to have them at the end of the day. But they're trying to say the Falcons should have did this, but do they really know the Falcons' plan moving forward? I mean, that would be foolish of the Falcons to tell everyone up front, here's our plan, right? But we don't know what their plans are, and maybe they drafted to meet those plans, whether it's 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, 10 years. I don't know. I get that we want to win now, but I think everyone's just kind of overreacting a little bit.
Yeah.
Overall, I was pleased with the draft. I thought it was great. But we also don't know what's going to happen with Kirk Cousins moving forward. Is he going to get hurt? And then we got to have someone. We already know what Heineke brings to the table. Not a whole lot. He's good for maybe a couple quarters, maybe a game. But but we also don't know what Penix is going to bring either.
Yeah.
I don't know. Thoughts? Yeah.
Phenomenal call, Will. I'm sorry.
Golly, tell you what.
Phenomenal call, Will. I stutter? Phenomenal.
You're in his people?
Phenomenal.
I mean.
I think he's right from a number of different aspects. The only thing I will say is this, and I think all three of us, we're on to bigger and better things. We've pushed past it, and we're at peace with it, and it is what it is at this point, right? We will cheer on Michael Penix and hope that this situation ends as great as Terry and Raheem have said. But I don't think it's out of pocket that this is literally the first time in NFL history this has happened, that you have drafted a top 10 quarterback and expected him to sit for 2 years, not one, but 2 years. It's the first time it's ever happened.
I guess the biggest issue for me is how if they would have drafted Turner or Latu, there was a chance for it to be a bust. But since they drafted Penix, it's automatically a perfect pick. But that's the point, though. I just don't like that mindset, that logical. That's not it, guys. I mean, there is still a chance that this pick doesn't work out.
Up next, we've got my guy Eric McClain joining us here. He's an analyst for the ACC Network and ESPN on all things college football. Stay tuned. We'll get some insight on these Clemson guys on the Falcons roster. That's next on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Good morning. Yeah! Back to more of the Morning Shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We are back and going straight to the waitfor.com hotline. That is where we find Bob Iback of Nyko Sports. And Bob, I know you got something great to tell us about. It's that Brock Bowers commemorative football.
Good morning, guys.
What's going on, buddy?
Good morning.
Good to have you.
Well, I'll tell you what. Listen to all these sports play-by-play calls. I was listening in on your show. Nothing like that. All the excitement you get in sports. We're all blessed to be part of that action. And, you know, when I saw Brock Bowers play this year, Georgia fans were blessed to have him as tight end. What a career he had. And it ends up, he was the 13th pick in the first round last weekend in Detroit in the NFL. He's now hitting pay dirt, going to Las Vegas with the Chargers as their 1st round pick and 13th overall. And we wanted to do something to celebrate his career at Georgia. I know there's so many Bulldog fans down your way that watched him play. He led the team to two back-to-back championships, national championships, and both of those seasons he won the John Mackey Award as the best tight end in the country. And we're doing a full-size football to commemorate his career. Only 2,024 of these will ever be made. They're priced at $119.95, and a portion of the proceeds are going to go to a charity called Get Comfortable for literacy Intervention. It's a great charity. I know NYCO Sports in recent years, and you folks have been a big part about that, and you're following down there. We've raised over $3.3 million for charities, and this money will stay in the state of Georgia. Now, in a moment, I'll give out a toll-free number and a website how you can still get this officially licensed Brock Bowers football. We're about halfway sold out of the collection. Only 2,024 will ever be made. They're priced at $119.95. You'll get a numbered certificate of authenticity. And on the various panels of the ball, everything is embossed, which will keep it really clear and pristine looking for years to come. And sunlight won't affect it. It won't fade over the years. So it'll really, really stay nice. Now, before I give out that phone number how to get these, and I know they'll make a great Mother's Day, Father's Day gift idea, maybe a graduation gift idea, I want to point out that on the first panel of the ball, we'll have a color action photograph of Brock Bowers, the national championship logos from those two. So if you missed out, that ball sold out two years ago, the back-to-back. If you missed out on getting that football, you'll get at least a mention of that back-to-back champions on this football with those logos. The panel right below that will have Brock's career awards, his stats. And the third one's kind of cool because it has a panoramic color photograph of the stadium from left to right on that panel, taken on a autumn afternoon, really, really pops out with the color and a sea of orange with the crowd there. So you get all that information on this football. Again, it's priced at $119.95. We're halfway sold out, maybe almost hitting three quarters. So I would urge people, call soon if you want to get one of these for an upcoming Father's Day, Mother's Day gift, maybe, or a graduation gift. The toll-free number is 1-800-345-2868. That's 1-800-345-2868. If lines are really busy or you want to just go check it out online, you could order it that way. NYCOSports.com. It's spelled NYCOSports.com. Again, that's spelled NYCOSports.com. Or that number, 800-345-2868.
Boom, there you have it. Thank you so much, Bob, for joining us. Always appreciate the time.
Okay, it's always a pleasure to be with you guys. Be safe and have a good day now.
Thanks, you too. All right. Great little get there if you want to check that out.
A lot
get
of people
your Brock
excited
Bowers
about old Brock
football.
Bowers,
yeah, I know they should be. All right, now we go back to the WadeFord.com hotline, and that is where we find my boy EMAC, Eric McClain.
There he is.
Joining us. He is a college football analyst for ESPN and ACC Network. What's up?
Tiff, how you doing? Listen, it took us over 2 years to be friends and to a lot of XFL games, playoff games, to finally be invited on your radio show. So I am honored and just blessed to be with you today.
EMAC, this is nothing to do with, you know, people having to earn my friendship.
Don't believe her.
We all know the truth.
You must live with her. I know what time it is.
EMAC's the best, and you can catch him doing XFL 2 this season, and then you'll get into college football as well. So we are definitely happy to have you on, and we've got your guys. So did you guys say Rook at Clemson, or is it Rookwe?
Rook Aroro.
Okay, because nice. We've been going back and forth. We want, you know, we kind of played a clip from him.
It's been a tennis match in here back and forth. You know,
but how excited are you for him now to get drafted and the Falcons trading up to get him and what kind of player they're getting?
Yeah, well, first of all, I was really excited. Number one, for him to be beside another Clemson legend in Grady Jarrett, and I know how, you know, great he's been on the field, off the field, in the community for the city of Atlanta and the Falcons. And man, what a dream come true. Is he's, I think, coming on year 10 or 11, and to have that kind of next wave of, you know, Clemson football and maybe his eventual replacement whenever Grady starts to, you know, think about retirement, because playing D-line for over 10 years is crazy in the NFL, but he's been such a steady mainstay. And, you know, you're getting a guy in Rook who very similar traits to Grady in regards to the weight room and kind of off-the-field habits of how he watches film, his dedication, his love for the game. And the key is he's a little bit bigger, right? He's 6'4", you know, right under 300 pounds. I imagine he'll be at around 300 pounds for the start of the season, but super athletic. I mean, I think he had the highest athletic score at the combine for defensive tackles, running a 4.8 40, had a crazy broad jump of, you know, like I think it was close to 10 feet and a 32 inch plus vertical. And it shows up on tape. I mean, I remember watching him play against Louisville, just tracking down Malik Cunningham, super versatile athletic quarterback. And same thing with Jordan Travis a couple of years ago to win the game. Ruka Roro runs him down. He's trying to juke around and spin and, you know, kind of make a Hail Mary type pass. And Ruka says, no, sir, this is our game. This is over. And so that's the type of caliber athlete that you're getting on top of his power. I mean, his bench press numbers were crazy. Just a really explosive defensive tackle that I think if you want to throw some hybrid looks, could slide out, to a defensive end or even at a nose guard and be more versatile as a weapon as well. So really gives you some options with how you want to play him and what you want to do with him on the defensive line.
And I failed to mention you're a former Clemson Tiger, so, you know.
Oh, could you tell that? Oh,
what? You know.
Well, I want to follow up what you just said because I think it's a big point. I think it was one of the big reasons the Falcons jumped up to get him, but you mentioned that he can play kind of across the board. Where do you think he does settle in, though, at the NFL level? I mean, I've looked at what Raheem Morris might want to do and what Jimmy Lake might want to do with this defense, and they do employ kind of that four-eye that you see him line up sometimes, that wide three and run the stunts. I think that's probably where he ends up doing, but, you know, the hands probably need some work for a four-eye look. So where do you see him kind of settling in?
Yeah, I think, well, it depends on where you got settled in, right? Like what kind of scheme, you ultimately go with. But I think, you know, the 4-I-3 technique is a perfect home. I think that's, you know, where there's not a lot of learning. There's not a big learning curve. It's just see ball, get ball, and do what he's done for, you know, 4 or 5 years at Clemson. Now, if you want to experiment and you want to move around and, again, have these different packages, whether that's a more of a, you know, run stopper, but you still have three D linemen, you can easily put them at a 5 technique or at that F4I. Or again, if you want to have kind of a rabbit package and you put them at nose guard, I think you've got a lot of pieces, but, you know, kind of three technique is where I think is a quick fix, easy home, if schematically that's what you guys kind of want to employ there.
Eric, I know you get to do all these ACC games, and I know that Notre Dame is not technically an ACC team in football, but they do play quite a few. What have you seen from a guy like J.D. Bertrand? Because he's not going to jump off the film athletically, but, man, he just seems to be quick. Is it an instinctual thing, or why has he been always – he's always around the ball in everything you watch Notre Dame football?
Yeah, he has a knack for it, man. Like you said, I mean, a guy that – you know, obviously prepares really hard each and every week. And just, you know, I think the things that he brings, you know, to a team from a leadership standpoint, from a ball standpoint, you know, it's evident. And I think it's one of those things that sounds so strange to say, but guys that just love football, like there is a difference. And you can see it in the way it shows up. Guys that will, you know, play hurt and give their all for a team. I think that's what you got there. And a guy that, you know, will obviously have to fight for time and eventually get into a pretty good spot, you'd think. But, no question, I think you should be excited about that.
Eric, I think I'd be remiss if I had you on here. It's been the talk of the talk of the United States, it seems like, for the last couple of days. I know you don't watch a ton of Pac-12 football, but the Michael Penix pick, it was all over the place. What was your initial reaction to seeing Michael Penix taken at 8? I know you're a football guy, man. It just it left a lot of us scratching our heads.
Yeah, you know, man, it's an interesting thing because when it first happened, I was like, whoa. You know, didn't we just pay a lot of money for a quarterback and, you know, a lot of guaranteed and did he know, you know, all these back and forth. But here's the thing that I'd love to kind of combat that with after, you know, a couple minutes and I sit there and really think about it. We say all the time, quarterback is the most important position, college and NFL. We all say that. And that's very true. It is what it is. That position is incredible. And yet we put the least amount of resources and depth to that position. Like, I think that, you know, when you draft a guy, if you like him and you think he's, you know, X and, you know, you're hoping that you're never in the top 10 for the foreseeable future, man, grab that guy. And what a perfect fit for, you know, Penix here, because to me, man, you know, black quarterbacks in particular, it feels like are forced into action and have to win right now. And for whatever reason, it is what it is. And if you're not going to the playoff, you're not doing this, you're a bust, we're moving on to the next guy. And so this, to me, is a perfect situation where that young man can come in, learn, get in the offense, figure out the NFL, understand all those things, and then whenever the time is right, whether that's by injury or by his decision in regards to, you know, your quarterback now or things of that nature, then he gets to step in, and he's sprinting. He is what we saw from Jordan Love this year. I mean, that's the type of thing where I think people should be excited. I know that everybody wants to just fix our team now, help our team now, whatever, but also have the mindset to think about the future and how great of a situation this is for Michael Penix. So I after 5 minutes, I loved it. And I think it's extraordinary and going to be really good for Atlanta.
There you have it.
EMAC, thank you for joining us. Hey, where can we see you next?
Yeah, come on. Well, I appreciate you guys. We just had an episode come on Gramlich and Mac Lane, our podcast there with Jim Nagy, who jumps into all kinds of NFL draft stuff. UFL coverage every weekend. You can check that out on ESPN.
Eric,
and then we'll do some summer stuff.
We need you to scout those cornerbacks in the UFL. We didn't draft any here, so we might need to pluck one or two.
Hey, I tell you what, there's some guys out there, man. That's what I love about this league. You know, when we kind of merged and, you know, split the teams, the talent has dramatically improved. It's a very good product. You can find what you need out there.
Nice.
Miss you, buddy. Hope to see you soon.
Nice.
Y'all too. Appreciate you so much, Tiff. Y'all have a great show.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, EMAC. That was Eric McClain, college football analyst, also UFL sideline reporter, also in the booth, but he's on ESPN, and you can also catch him on ACC Network. We will find out what's coming up in A Life of Squid on the other side. Stay with us here in the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Watching the clock, it's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Mornings on the Game means more of the Morning Shift.
Nice.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right. Little W Sauce, little Fire Shire. Put a little Fire Shire on my turkey, my ground turkey when I cook it. Gives a nice, flavorful taste. Nice.
Do you want to, like, put a little taco seasoning in your turkey every now and then?
I do chili powder.
Chili powder? That's good.
It's very similar to taco seasoning.
I don't use seasonings, remember?
Yeah, you're pretty bland.
Someone told me that. They didn't think I used
it. Off the top rope.
Continue.
Are you feeling yourself a little bit?
You got season your food.
You beat your face up and you
what
put a dress on.
What time is this
on
event, Tiff? What time is this event?
I'm not good. I have to. It starts at 11, but I have to be there early. I'm not going to obviously go home.
Sure.
Okay. Why do you say it like 11? Like, nobody knows his name.
I don't know. Maybe it's not. I don't know. I say I'll do things and I do it, and I don't know what I can talk about or what I can't, but I'm pretty sure it's probably not that big of a deal that I can.
Well, I think all pub is good pub, right?
Right? Yes. So but I basically have to leave straight from here to get there.
If random people show up, which there might be like, I'm saying if random people that aren't on the invite list show up, you'll know that you'll be able to count how many members of Tiff's colony you have, or whatever you call it.
You know what? Tiff's colony.
Yeah, from outside the club. You can't even get in.
There's three people outside asking to be let in for Tiffany Blackman.
And I like it that way. I'm not like you clamoring for... thirsting for people to hit you up on Cameo.
I don't give it 6 months, you'll have a Cameo.
I don't thirst.
I've known about Cameo forever.
They just flock to me.
You're going to see the flow.
Well, look, I'm a hard worker, unlike some people. All right. Speaking of hard workers, Matt Ryan.
From Paulden County on the farm.
I think I showed out very well when we worked at, for those of us that
whatever.
Stayed at the urban farm that worked. Did I not, Mike?
Get to your
nobody was working a hoe like me out there.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going
to
answer that.
Go.
Matt Ryan, CBS.
Matt Ryan has been, upgraded. He's been given a new title, and it is now in-studio analyst for the CBS pregame, pre-post, or pre-half and post show that airs the network show. They have knocked Phil Simms and Boomer Esiason out of the way. Perfect. They only had about 50 years of experience. It was time for them to go anyways. Boomer is still obviously doing his morning show for WFAN, an Odyssey station. But Phil, I actually really like Phil Simms. Worked with him as far as booking him as a guest for shows for years. Always, always such a nice, nice dude. And it kind of grew up in a lot of ways watching him play and then listening to him talk about the game.
I was thinking about this when I read this news yesterday, and I think all the studio shows around television are getting ready to all transform. Obviously seeing Saban on the desk on Thursday night for the NFL draft was a little bit different. You've seen Pat McAfee come in and out of there. They've had some transition. You're going to get the CBS. I think there's probably more coming when you talk about Fox Sports and some of the things they do, because you have these guys that you've kind of grown endeared to over the years, but it's nice to think about Matt Ryan being in these studio shows because he has such a better handle on what the NFL is now, right? He has such a better handle on these guys going around, and it doesn't feel – I don't want to use the term dated. It doesn't feel – but he feels more up to date, and I'm such a huge fan of his.
One of my favorites, James Brown, is still the host of the show. Nate Burleson and Bill Cowher will stay on this year with J.J. Watt as a part-time basis. I could see – I'm not saying this is going to happen – and I understand, Tiff, I don't want you to have to comment on this if you don't want to. But I could see next year being James Brown, Matt Ryan, Nate Burleson, and J.J. Watt. And I could see, because Bill Cowher and Nate have expiring contracts. And I could see.
Didn't Kelce just sign on somewhere, Jason Kelce?
ESPN.
Monday Night Football.
Jason Kelce.
Goes along with exactly what I'm talking about, though. And I think there is a lot of turnover coming for a lot of these spots, because you have seen Bill Cowher's been in that role, 20 years? Since they won the Super Bowl.
Almost. I think they won the Super Bowl in 2005. Yeah. I think he left, a year later?
I think J.J. Watt is good, although he's driving me nuts with his Lamar Jackson, Atlanta Falcons takes. He can go away with
that.
He
needs to learn the business side, I think, about like some of the moves that weren't made with trades. I think he knows the from getting paid part, but I think I think Matt has a good grasp of the entire business of football. All right. Next thing is Buffalo introduced Keon Coleman, their wide receiver pick, which pretty good player at Florida State last year. Whatever his limitations are or not, athletically, he played extremely well. Good catch radius. But he is an awesome person, because he went up there wearing a yellow jacket and he started his press conference interacting with reporters, talking about not only his jacket, how he buys it, but where he buys it from.
Nah, man, you forgot I went to school in Michigan for 2 years? Guess where I got this from, though. That's what I'm saying. You got to guess. You're going to be wrong, though, but guess.
Tommy Izzo.
Nah, Macy's. What you mean? they be on sale on the rack, all the colors. Look, $79.89. Nice little deal. You can get the trench coat for like $100. Nice little. I'll take you there, personally. I might go get some more colors. I need a blue one and another red one.
Got you. I'm with you.
There's good Thanksgiving sales, too. That's what I usually do.
See, I ain't know nothing about Thanksgiving.
I shop like my mom. I get my coats in the summertime. You got to shop a season or two before, just in case, you know, and they be cheaper. Because you go at Thanksgiving, everybody in Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying? Who we starting with? Hold up. Y'all can hear me?
I don't think he knew he was. First of all, I don't think he knew his mic was working. I think he thought he was talking to one person. Second, he's spot on, Tiffany, about buying jackets in the summer.
Yes, and he's from Louisiana. I can listen to him talk all day. It takes me back to my time in Lake Charles. But the other great thing about not only his jackets and where he gets it from was the snacks, because I felt very much like we were the same person.
I can have some of these.
He was like, after his press conference, he's like, oh, yeah, I can have some of these snacks. Went and got himself some cookies.
I think it's that moment where you don't realize you've made it, and all this stuff is offered at these events, and you don't.
Did you see the other clip with him when he ran on to the field?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's just.
Two thoughts. Awesome. Number one, I'm glad he knows where to buy a coat, because in Buffalo, you're going to need it. And second of all, Xavier Leggett, the South Carolina wide receiver, have y'all heard him talk? Because that is a special, special thing.
Well,
go look that up if you haven't heard it.
The number one thing I took from this is he grew up with A, having a good mama, and B, he learned the shopping tips. Like, I always got drugged to the grocery store with my mom. And I hated it because I just wanted to sit home and do nothing, but I had to go to a grocery store. And you just don't get to – you lose your free will when you're in a grocery store with your mama, right? She – you don't touch that. Don't do this. But the one thing I learned is how to shop, especially grocery shop, which is very important. You know, you get some bread. Make sure it's soft. Check the date on everything. Never, never take the first thing on a shelf. That's been touched. I mean, you always pull it out. You go two behind. See, I learned all the lessons. Mama, I learned my lessons from shopping. And so did Keon Coleman. I cannot wait to see him because I want to pull for him.
I hope I get a Bills game this year. I'm going to lobby for that. So,
why is he going to be a Florida State guy, though?
Ugh. That was your Life of Squid. We'll find out what's coming up on the Steakhouse next on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Who we starting with? Oh, we could go. Oh, my bad. Hold up. Y'all can hear me? This on or this off? All right, bro. I'm Jamaican Sean Hoover. He ain't trying to set me up. Who we got going first?
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.